弟兄姊妹们早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
好像好久没有跟大家有交通了。
Seems like it's been a long time since I last fellowship with you.
我在主面前，要跟弟兄姊妹交通的时候，我里面有一个感觉。
As I fellowship with brothers and sisters, I have this feeling within me.
结一年里头啊，我们有很多弟兄姊妹，年轻人都离开了。
This year, there's a lot of young brothers and sisters who've left us.
那很多呢，以前很小的，现在也慢慢长大了。
And a lot of those who are very young have now grown up.
那我想有很多过去我们讲过的信息，或许你们没有听过。
And perhaps in the past, the messages I've given you have not heard of.
我不是经常把我过去讲过的信息再讲一遍的。
I don't often repeat my messages.
但今天早上我感觉要把我过去所讲过的今天再讲一次。
But today I have this feeling to tell you the message I have once given before.
不，或许你们都已经忘记了，所以或许都是新的。
But perhaps you've already forgotten, so this will be a new message.
你知道有很多很基本的事情。
That there are a lot of basic things.
我对特别对年轻的弟兄姊妹们说，你们越年轻开始越好。
And I tell the young brothers and sisters that the younger you are, the better it is to start.
那今天我跟大家交通一些最基本的事。
And so today I will share some very basic things with you.
那对那些你们已经很懂的弟兄姊妹。
And so then for those who truly understand this.
我想你们在主面前再温习一次。
I just ask that you will study this before the Lord again.
我们先看一段的圣经。
Let's take a look at a passage in the Bible.
我们看以弗所书第四章。
We're going to take a look at Ephesians chapter 4.
我们十三节，我们看最后的一段就可以了。
We'll look at the latter part of verse 13.
得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
A perfect man to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
我再读一次。
I'll read it again.
得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
A perfect man to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
你知道我们一个基督徒。
Do you know that we as a Christian?
主耶稣把我们拯救过来。
The Lord has saved us.
他不要我们只做婴孩。
He does not want us to just be an infant.
他要我们能够长大。
He wants us to grow up.
你知道一个做父母的如果生一个孩子不长大对他来说是很难过的事情。
So if a parent, if their child does not grow up, it is a very sad thing.
我想在座你们做父母的大概不多。
And I believe that not many of you here are parents yet.
不，你想想看也可以知道的。
So when you think about it, you can understand.
一个小 baby 很可爱，对不对？
A little baby is very cute.
他做每个动作你也觉得他很可爱。
And every action that he or she makes, it's very cute.
但如果这个动作一直没有改变，
But if these actions never change,
他一年过去还是吃奶，
And if 1 year later, he's still drinking milk,
两年、三年、五年下来，他还是拿着这个奶瓶在吸的话，
2, 3, or 5 years later, he's still sucking on the milk bottle,
那你就看感觉就一点都不可爱了。
Then you will not find this to be cute.
有点勉强弟兄说得很好。
Especially an elderly brother once said,
他说来到聚会的当中
he said, coming to the midst of a meeting,
他说好像我们神在这里开幼儿园一样。
And it seems like the Lord is setting up a kindergarten.
因为来到这里都是孩子。
Because a lot of them are children here.
虽然看起来很多人都长得很大了。
And so even though many people have grown up to be very tall.
就是这个外面看起来有老的，有年长，有成人。
That means appearance-wise, there are some who are elderly and some are adults.
但是在属灵的情形看起来不像小孩子一样。
But spiritually speaking, they're just like little children.
那我要鼓励弟兄姊妹。
I want to encourage brothers and sisters.
我们每一个人，我们在主面前要追求长大。
That each of us should pursue growth.
我们不能做小孩子。
We cannot be young children anymore.
当然小的时候刚得救的时候是小孩子没错。
Of course, when we're just saved, we're a little child.
但过了一年两年
after one or two years,
你就发你要看看到底你在主跟前有没有长大
then you'll recognize whether you have grown before the Lord.
我不知道你有没有回想你今年跟过去这一年比较一下到底你有没有长大了一点。
I don't know if you reflected whether this year or the year before you've actually grown a little bit.
我还记得我十三岁的时候
I still remember when I was 13.
然后刚受浸
I was just baptized.
那个时候有个年长姊妹就来跟我说
There was an elderly sister who came to speak to me.
我今天还记得
Today I still remember.
我就今天把这个话告诉你们
So I'll tell you what she said.
她告诉我说
She said,
她说郭定强
said,Brother Cox,
如果你要在基督，你要在生命的路上长大的话
，If you want to grow in this path of life,
就好像一个汽车
，It's like an automobile,
能有四个轮子
，There are four wheels,
这四个轮子就能够帮助你一直往前去
，And these four wheels will help you to move ahead.
这四个轮子你不能丢了一个
，You cannot lose any of the four wheels,
因为你丢了一个轮子，车子是走不好。
Because if you lose one wheel, the car cannot run.
所以这四个轮子你要留意。
So you need to pay attention to these four
wheels. 让这四个轮子一直往前去。
So these four wheels will continue to go ahead.
那今天早上我就把这四个轮子来告诉你们。
So this morning I will tell you of the four wheels.
这四个轮子如果我们让它一直往前走的话。
And these four wheels, if we let them move forward.
我们就在成长的路上我们能够走得好。
Then on this path,of life and growth, we can run smoothly.
这四个轮子就是我们基督徒的四个生活。
And now these four wheels describe a Christian life.
那所以今天我讲的内容你忘记没有关系，你记住这四个轮子。
And today, forget the other content of my message. It's okay as long as you remember the four wheels.
第一个是我们读经的生活。
The first is our scripture life.
第二个是我们祷告的生活。
Second is our prayer life.
第三个是我们聚会的生活。
Third is our meeting life.
第四个是我们能够在神面前过一个做见证的生活。
And four is our testimony.
简单不简单？
Is it simple?
再说一次哈。第一个是我们读经的生活。
The first is our scripture life.
第二个是我们祷告的生活。
Second is our prayer life.
第三个是我们聚会的生活。
Third is our meeting life.
第四个是我们做见证的生活。
And fourth is our testimony life.
听起来很简单。
This sounds very easy.
我们有的时候，我希望弟兄姊妹，尤其你们年轻的时候。
I hope that brothers and sisters, especially when you're young.
你要把这个好好的建立起来。
That you would establish this well.
来在座，如果一些已经在主面前信主一段日子的弟兄姊妹
，especially those who have believed in the Lord for quite a few years.
这四个我们好像都懂。
And these four we seem to understand.
但有的时候，我们把这四个的生活也把它放下来了。
But sometimes we put down these four wheels.
我要鼓励弟兄姊妹。
I want to encourage brothers and sisters.
你要知道我们信主的人。
You need to know that we who believe in the Lord.
趁着你们还没有睡觉，这句话你们听住哈。
And just before you sleep, listen carefully.
我在讲，恐怕你睡着了，这个你要听清楚。
You have to listen to this carefully.
我们这班蒙救赎的人。
We who have been saved by grace.
我们不是接受一个道理。
We're not receiving just a doctrine.
我们不是来学一些道理。
We're not here to learn these teachings.
我们要跟主耶稣发生活的关系。
We need to have a living relationship with our Lord Jesus.
我们跟主的关系比我们头脑的知识来得重要。
The relationship with the Lord is much more important than what we know in our head.
当然，我们年轻人有很多东西我们可以学的。
Of course, as a young person, there are many things we can learn.
但重点是说，我们跟主的关系到底怎么样？
The important point is how is our relationship with our Lord Jesus?
你知道你对主的关系有多少的亲密和认识？
How is your relationship with the Lord like? How intimate and how much do you know Him?
就影响了你自己的生活。
This affects your life.
里面可以讲的很多了。
And you can say many things about this.
好了，赶快讲四个轮子。
Let's quickly speak about the four wheels.
因为我担心我时间不够。
Because I'm afraid there's not enough time.
第一个轮子。
First one.
读经的生活。
The scriptural life.
我想这个我们很清楚，不需要我讲得很详细。
I think everyone knows this. I don't have to go into detail.
我们主把话给我们。
The Lord has given His word to us.
圣经怎么说呢?
What does the word say?
就好像属灵的奶一样。
It's like the spiritual milk.
叫我们吃这个奶能够一直长大。
That we may grow thereby.
你知道如果你看见一个小孩子。
And when you see a young child.
你看见他长得胖胖的。
You see him very chubby.
好可爱。
Very cute.
你一定问他爸爸妈妈说。
And you will ask parents saying.
你到底给了他吃了什么?
What did you give him to eat?
是吗?
Yes.
因为我看的时候 我的女儿长大的时候我常常是有这个问题
And when I saw my younger daughter growing up I always had that question
人家看见她她长得很胖胖的
When people see her being so chubby
她现在不在这里我可以讲了
So she's not here so I could say this
那很多人就来问我了
So a lot of people will ask me
那波弟兄你给她吃什么
Brother Clark what do you give her to eat
她会长得胖胖的呢
How would she get so chubby
因为我们都明白
Because we understand.
你能够长得好不好，跟你吃什么很有关系。
How you grow and what you eat has a relationship.
如果你一天到晚都是吃那个外国人说那个辣式的食物。
And if you from morning till night eat junk food.
那一定长得营养不良，看起来很难看。
And so when you look whether they're nutritional or not, you can't really see it.
今天很多基督徒啊。属灵里面没有长大，因为他一天到晚都吃那个不是对他身体有好的食物。
And a lot of Christians today, they do not grow very well because they are not eating very well.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
你自己在主面前问
，Before the Lord, ask Him.
你自问自己，在主面前问你自己
，Ask yourself before the Lord.
你读经的生活怎么样
？How is your Bible reading life？
你怎么在主面前读主的话？
How do you read God's word?
你知道很多时候主给我们的旨意，很多时候我们问说，我们怎么能知道主的心意？
Often we ask, how do we know the Lord's will?
有的时候我们说，哎呀，我们知道到底主在这个事情上怎么来带领我们。
And sometimes we wonder, how will the Lord lead me in this area?
怎么能知道呢？
How do you know?
不是光靠你自己的感觉。
It's not only through your feeling.
原谅我说，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Forgive me for saying, dear brothers and sisters.
很多时候你说我有这个感觉，我有那个感觉。
A lot of times you say I have this feeling or that feeling.
我要问你一句话。
I want to ask you a question.
在你那么多的感觉的背后。
Behind all your feelings.
你有没有主给你的话
？Do you have the word of God?
你知道不是光靠你自己的感觉的。
So you realize it's not.Solely dependent on your feelings.
当然我们有感觉没错
Of course we do have our feelings.
但在这些感觉里头主要把话来告诉我们
Yet, through these feelings, God has his word to speak to us.
你有很多时候你有很多的决定
A lot of times you have many decisions.
你要说我要做这个还要做哪个
You say, I will do this or I will do that.
我们要不要在主面前来问说主啊你有没有话来告诉我
Have you ever asked the Lord what words do you have to speak to me?
如果你对主的话不熟的话
If you're not familiar with God's word
主跟你怎么能够知道主的心意
Then how will you know God's will?
我在鼓励弟兄姊妹
So I encourage brothers and sisters
我们好好来读主的话
Let us read the word of God carefully
说我自己一点经验吧
I'll tell you my own experience.
很多弟兄姊妹都知道。
A lot of brothers and sisters know already.
但那些不熟我的不知道，是今天早上告诉你们。
But those who don't know me, will not know, so I will tell you.
我在主面前感谢主，我要感谢说我要好的追求。
And before the Lord, I want to thank Him that I have some heart to pursue after Him.
所以我在主面前就定了一个心意。
So I have decided on this desire.
我说主每天我要读三章旧约一章新约
And I said to the Lord Every day I will read three chapters of Old Testament And one chapter New Testament
不管怎么样
No matter what
不管那天我生病也好
No matter if I'm sick
还是说这天我功课很忙也好
Or if my homework is very, very heavy
我都要把一段时间拿出来
I want to take out some time
我要读三个旧约
Read three Old Testament chapters
一章新约
And one New Testament chapter
我要告诉你
I want to tell you
这样下来一年你就把圣经读过一遍了
In this way, in one year, you'll be able to read the whole Bible
你说哎呀这圣经好厚啊怎么能读得完呢
And you say, well, this is such a thick Bible, how can I finish reading it?
其实不难的
Reality, it's not
你三个旧约一个新约一年就读完了
if you read three Old Testament and one New Testament chapter, you will finish reading it in a year.
你知道那个时候还有没有那么多的书来帮助我们？
And at that time, there were not a lot of books to help me.
你说现在很好了。
Today there are many.
他把那个圣经分得很好。
They've divided the Bible very well.
所以呢，你大概每天呢读的这个分量都差不多。
So each day you will read about the same.
那个时候我读的不一样啊。
In the past, it was different.
你知道有的时候很长的一章。
Sometimes there are really long chapters.
有时候很短的一章。
Some very short chapters.
所以每天花的时间都不同。
So each day the time was different.
但不管怎么样。
But no matter what.
我就坚持下来。
I persisted in this.
我感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
一年就读过一遍。
In one year, I was able to read the Bible once.
过了三年读了三遍。
3 years, three times.
我感觉太慢了。
I felt this is too slow.
一年才一遍。
Only once in a year.
那我就改了一点。
So I changed a little bit.
我说每天我读十章旧约。
So I said every day I'll read 4 chapters Old Testament.
Or
10 chapters.
然后一章新约。
And then 1 chapter New Testament.
那我三年就读一遍了。
And so in 3 years I will read it once. 1 year I'll read it 3 times.
Yes. 我这样，哎呀，感谢主。难不难？好难。
And so I said to the Lord, how difficult is it?
你知道年轻人最难是坚持啊。
So the very difficult thing about young people is persistence.
我不是没有活动的。
It's not that I don't have activities.
我是一个最喜欢玩不喜欢读书的人。
I loved playing and not studying.
但我在主面前说，接主给我的话，我要好好的读。
So I said to the Lord, I will read my words, your words very carefully.
所以弟兄姊妹，不要光说你要追求不追求，这个事情你要问自己有没有做得好。
So, Francis, let's not just talk about pursuit, but have you done this properly?
我感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这样就很好了。
And so.
这样就很好了。
So that's enough.
因为三年我就读了九遍。
Because in 3 years I've read 9 times.
那我读十遍就很快了，对不对
？So reading 10 times is very fast.
其实我给弟兄姊妹的第一个建议。
So I want to give brothers and sisters a suggestion.
当然，有的年长弟兄他一生人读过圣经100遍。
And so some elderly brothers and sisters have read the Bible 100 times.
我想这个是我们基本的操练。
I think that this is a very basic training.
不过过了几段日子以后。
But after these few years.
我们对主的话有更深的认识。
We would have a deeper understanding of God's word.
还有第二个读经的生活。
And the second Bible reading life.
我们要每天来读主的话，让主的话来帮助我们。
That every day we need to read God's word so it can help us.
我们来思想主的话。
We will meditate on God's word.
刚才哪一个我们将读过来，很多不懂的，我们就让它不懂过去。
And so a lot of things that we don't understand, we'll let what we don't understand pass by.
因为我们这样读下来很快，很多是会不懂的。
And so a lot of times when we read it's really fast and we don't understand it.
但是我们要主要把主的话很有个概略，我们能够知道。
But we should be able to understand what the Lord's word says.
有的你现在不懂，慢慢你就懂了。
Some things that you don't understand now, you will slowly understand over time.
但我们还得要花点时间。
But everything we must spend some time.
好好把主的话细细来思想。
That we would meditate carefully on His word.
还是在主的话里头慢慢来想，主的这话里头给我一点什么。
And so we say to the Lord, Lord, in Your word, what do You want to give me?
其实最好是你早晨的时候。
And so the best time is in the morning.
但有些年轻人，你们早上跟晚上根本就分不清楚。
And of course, young people, you cannot separate between evening or morning.
你有些人说我很早就睡觉。
And some people say, Oh, I sleep very early.
早上四点钟。
And 4 a.m.
早不早呢
Is that early?
我都搞不懂你是早还是晚了
I can't tell whether it's early or late.
就是你们生活的那个习惯
It's your habit of life.
但我要告诉弟兄姊妹
But I want to tell brothers and sisters.
你们这么乱的习惯我是改不来了
And how you mix up your time, I can't change it.
在你精神最好的时候
But during the best time when you're alert.
来好来思想主的话
Spend time meditating God's word.
那主有什么话来告诉我们
？And so, see what the Lord has to say to us.
我想这是很重要的。
I think this is very important.
来，就是读主的话，来跟主有交通。
To read God's word and have fellowship with Him.
要知道他对我们有什么心意。
To know what His will is toward us.
不要把这个圣经打开的时候就感觉很陌生。
Do not just open up the Bible and feel that's very unfamiliar.
我知道在座有些弟兄姊妹。
I know there are brothers and sisters who sit here.
你们在主的话已经花了一段时间。
That you spent some time in God's word.
你们已经对主的话有一点的认识。
And that you do understand some of His word.
我有些话是特别为你们说的。
And there are some words that I especially want to say to you.
我要发觉在今天这个社会里，在今天所谓基督教世界里面。
I want to say that in today's Christian world.
有很多人用头脑的知识来代替了生命。
A lot of people use their intellect to replace life.
我不是说这些知识不重要。
I'm not saying that knowledge is not good.
我这个感觉越来越深。
And yet I have this feeling deeper and deeper.
有很多人说圣经原文怎么说怎么说。
A lot of people say, oh, in the original language, the Bible says this and that.
他们花了时间来研究原文。
And then they will spend a lot of time to research this.
我自己也看原文。
And I do look at the original language.
但这个不能够代替你跟主的关系。
But this cannot replace your life with the Lord.
有些人把这个圣经读到这个地步，头脑越来越大。
And so when people they reach such a point, their head gets puffed up.
然后看弟兄们，这个也不懂，那边也不懂，把弟兄姊妹们看低了。
And so they'll say, "Oh, brothers and sisters, you don't understand this or that," and then they look down at other brothers and sisters.
有人说圣经有很多背景的故事你不知道，所以你不明白圣经。
So a lot of people say, "Oh, yeah, contextually or background information, you don't understand much, so you don't understand this."
尤其在旧约有很多的东西我们是不懂，真的是不懂啊。
Especially in the Old Testament, there are things if you don't understand, you don't understand.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
但主怎么告诉我们？
What does the Lord say to us?
我们读主的话要读到哪里去呢？
So, at what stage do we read the Bible to?
尤其你们在主面前花点时间来读圣经的弟兄姊妹。
Especially those who spend time to study God's word.
如果你读圣经没有读到神的儿子。
If you do not see the Son of God in His Word,
你知道神把圣经交在我们手里，不光是不是要满足我们一些外面的要求。
For we know that God did not provide His Word just to satisfy our outward needs.
主把这些话给我们。
God has given His Word to us.
要我们认识他的儿子。
So that we may know His Son.
如果你读圣经读到的地步，没有把神的儿子读出来的话。
So if you've read the Bible and you do not see the Son of God in His Word,
我告诉你,
I tell you,
我们圣经没有读好。
That means we have not studied the Word properly.
有人告诉我,
Somebody has said to me,
他读亚摩斯书,
When they read Amos,
他说亚摩斯书告诉我们这个社会要平等。
And they say, oh, the book of Amos tells us that society should be equal.
你们有钱的不要欺负穷的。
And that the rich should not be taking advantage of the poor.
所以阿摩斯书告诉我们说我们要把钱分给穷人。
So the book of Amos tells us that we should give our money to the poor.
我们要看穷人有什么需要，我们要把它平分。
But to see what the poor people need and so that we can spread our wealth to them.
我听他讲交通的时候，
When I heard them fellowship like this,
我说亚摩斯书就讲这个吗？
I said, well, is this what Amos is teaching us?
结过去这个马克思不是也讲这个？
In the past, is it the same with
Marx, you know Marx, the 共产党的 Marx?
Oh, Karl Marx has been teaching us.
如果我们读圣经只读到这样的话，
If we have read our Bible to this point.
只看见这些，我们就不懂圣经。
And if we just see this, we don't understand it.
今天有很多所谓的圣经的学者。
There's a lot of those who study the Bible.
他们把很多原文告诉我们，有帮助。
They tell us a lot about the original language, and there is help.
然后把一些很多圣经的背景告诉我们，有帮助。
And then they tell us a lot of background information of the Bible.
但我要提醒在座的弟兄姊妹。
But I want to remind brothers and sisters sitting here.
我们不要把这个代替了主的自己。
Let us not allow these things to replace the Lord Himself.
我们要读到神的儿子。
We need to read God's Son.
哎呀，赶快了哈。
Let's hurry.
第二个。
The second one.
祷告的生活。
Prayer life.
谁都懂了，对吗？
Everyone should understand.
你们都知道什么叫祷告。
You know what prayer is.
但你们祷告生活怎么样？
But how is your prayer life?
你们有没有好在主面前祷告呢？
Have you prayed before the Lord?
有一个很好的。
There's a really good one.
也不容易。
It's not easy.
也是我年轻的时候学习的。
And I also learned this when I was young.
因为我读圣经的时候发觉。
Because when I was reading the Bible, I discovered.
在旧约有一个人叫但以理。
In the Old Testament times, there's a man named Daniel.
他不管怎么样。
That no matter what.
他一天定下时间在主面前祷告。
That he will spend some time to pray before the Lord.
然后在新约有一个叫彼得。
And in the New Testament, there was Peter.
他每天也定了一个时间在主面前有祷告。
Every day he would set a time to pray to the Lord.
所以那个时候我就有一个心愿。
So at that time I had a desire.
每天我要找半个小时。
Each day I must seek at least half an hour.
我定了这个时间什么都不管。
I set this time and then I forget about everything else.
我把自己关在一个小房间里头。
I closed myself in a room.
那时候我在香港不容易啊。
And in Hong Kong, it's very difficult.
那今天你们每人都有一个房间很容易了。
And today, almost every one of you have a room.
这个时间我是定下来，好来在主面前祷告的。
And so I set a time apart to pray to the Lord.
我不听电话。
I wouldn't listen to the phone.
我不看电视。
I wouldn't watch TV.
不管有什么好的节目。
No matter what programs were on.
这个时间不能改。
This time, I cannot change.
就是这个时候
It's this time.
我在主面前好好的祷告
So I prayed diligently before the Lord.
你知道很难的
You can see it's very difficult.
好难
Very difficult.
你不要以为我在这里讲容易我经过我知道很难
I went through this so I know it's very difficult.
但我告诉你这是我最蒙福的时候
But I want to say that this was the time that was most blessed.
刚开始15分钟已经难得不得了
The first 15 minutes were the most difficult.
然后慢慢20分钟
And then later 20 minutes.
然后半个小时
Then half an hour.
我要告诉弟兄姊妹
I want to tell brothers and sisters
其实不容易的生活
This is not an easy life
但是重要的生活
But it's a very important part of your life
我感谢主
We thank the Lord
我在主面前有很多这样我年轻的时候走过的道路给我很大的帮助
That the path that I walked as a young person has helped me a lot today
你不要以为你能够讲一些属灵的名词
It's not just that when you speak of some spiritual terms.
然后你是能够谈关于其他的教会的事情。
Or you can talk about other churches and their matters.
你就属灵生命就可以长大了。
Then you could grow spiritually.
有一个您前面弟兄给我一句话，给我很好的提醒。
And there was a brother previously who gave me a good sentence.
他说很多时候我花很多时间在人面前讲关于神的事情。
He says, often I spend time before people telling them about God.
我很少在神面前讲关于人的事情。
Very rarely do I speak about other people before God.
你听得出这个分别吗?
Do you hear the difference?
不错,我们能够在人的面前讲很多关于神的事情。
A lot of times before others, we can tell people about God.
但有多少时候你能够在神面前讲一点关于人的事情
But how often before God do you bring the matters of men to him?
我们如果能够有这样一个祷告的生活
If we are able to have this prayer life
我要告诉你
I want to tell you
你就发觉你跪在主的跟前有很多事情慢慢就放在你的肩膀上
You discover that as you kneel before the Lord, a lot of things are placed on your shoulders.
为了你自己
For yourself.
为了弟兄姊妹
For brothers and sisters.
为了你所爱的
For those whom you love.
为了教会的情形
For the condition of the church.
你就发觉一点一滴一个事情你要来告诉主
You discover that one after another, these things are placed before you tell the Lord.
你要来告诉主告诉主说主啊这个事情怎么样
And you tell the Lord, Lord, this is...So-and-so.
主现在今天我好不开很不开心、啊、
Today I feel really unhappy
我今天很难过
Today I'm very sorrowful
今天这个事情会是为什么这样
And today why did this happen?
你有没有来到在主面前讲这个事情
Have you ever come before the Lord with these things?
我鼓励年轻的弟兄姊妹
I encourage young brothers and sisters
尤其你们在读书的时候
Especially those who are studying
你们下课以后就时间很自由了
After school you have so much time
你可以自己排时间
And you can organize your time
到你有了家庭以后
So that when you have a family
就很难哦
It's very difficult
真的很难哦
It's very hard
除非你像林三刚弟兄一样
Unless you're like
Brother Lin 他跟我说
He said
他有这样的一个姊妹是这个师母是很好
He had a wife who was very good.
他跟我说,
she said,
他说早上啊,有一个小时,
so that in the morning there's 1 hour.
他把自己关在房间里头,
spend 1 hour
praying. 他跟他的太太说,
and he will say to his wife,
除非现在屋子着火了,
unless this house is on fire,
不然的话你千万不要来叫我,
otherwise do not come and call me.
除非这个房子已经着火了，不然的话你就不要进来。
Unless this house is on fire, otherwise don't come and talk to me.
哎呦，他是这样的。
So that's how he was.
你知道他多少个孩子啊
？How many kids did he have?
十个。
He had 10.
哎呦，你想这几个做妈妈的好辛苦啊
！So think about the poor wife.
十个孩子要照顾。
She had to take care of 10 kids.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个讲起来好像很容易哈。
When we say this, it seems like it's very easy.
但我常有这个感觉。
But we always have this feeling.
如果我们对主说，主啊，我要出一点代价。
If I say to the Lord, Lord, I want to pay a price.
我要出一点代价来追求。
I want to pay a price to pursue you.
有人说，我要好好的来认识主。
And some people say, I really want to know the Lord.
这是个最好的考验。
This is a very good test.
你试试看。
Try it.
年轻人不要定的标准太高。
Don't set your standards too high.
啊，一来一个小时，我告诉你，你一定完的。
And you say, oh, I will pray for an whole hour. I'll tell you, it'll be over for you.
你不可能。
You can't do it.
先给自己简单一点。
Make it easy for yourself first.
十五分钟。
15 minutes.
你看一个电视啊，那是他所有的 commercial 加起来超过十五分钟了。
If you look at TV programs, the commercials add together more than 15 minutes.
先从15分钟开始。
Start with 15 minutes.
什么都不做。
Don't do anything else.
没有 ICQ, 没有 email, 现在都要这个了。什么都没有，把电脑关掉。
No ICQ, no email.
没有电视。
No TV.
把你的手机也关掉。
Shut off your cell phone.
来15分钟开始。
Start with 15 minutes.
我要知道弟兄姊妹，如果你过这样的生活。
And so, brothers and sisters, if you have such a life,
你要发觉你跟主的关系完全不同。
Then you'll see that your relationship with the Lord is entirely different.
你发觉他正是你的爱人。
And you'll discover that he's truly your beloved.
他是何等的亲近，何等的可爱。
He is so close and so lovely.
这是你祷告的生活。
This is your prayer life.
第三个。
The third one.
聚会的生活。
Meeting life.
希伯来书说得很好。
Hebrews is very good.
他说我们不可停止聚会。
And it says we should not forsake the assembling.
好像如果停止聚会就好像停止惯的人一样。
Because if you forsake the assembling, it is like you're...
Can you use that?
You can't use it?
停止惯了。
Oh, it stopped.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要随便的把聚会的机会放弃。
So, brothers and sisters, we should not forsake the assembling of one another.
你知道，有很多时候，在这个幕后的日子，有很多东西叫我们放弃来聚会。
And so, in these latter days, there are so many things that keep us from coming to the assembly.
有很多时候，常常叫我们把聚会放在第二位、第三位。
A lot of times, we put our meetings in their second or third or fourth place.
我要鼓励弟兄姊妹。
I want to encourage brothers and sisters.
神给我们很多的恩典。
That God has given us lots of grace.
很多时候不单在你个人的生活。
That not only in our personal life.
主给我们恩典，很多时候就在聚会的里头。
Often God gives us grace in the meetings.
不一定在这个所谓的讲道的聚会。
Not just during the time when someone's preaching a message.
有的时候在祷告聚会。
Especially prayer meetings.
有的时候就在薄饼聚会。
Sometimes breaking bread meetings.
有的时候就在一个你们小组的聚会。
Or in your small group meetings.
主就在来帮助我们。
The Lord will sustain us.
我们要有一个聚会的生活。
We need to have assembly life.
然后我们再讲多一点点。
Then we can grow more.
聚会的生活里头，我们还要再加一个。
And within the assembly life, we want to add something else.
我们要有一个属灵的同伴。
We need to have a spiritual companion.
我们基督徒不是单独的做基督徒的。
And as Christians, we do not live alone.
我们要有同伴。
We need to have a companion.
你知道，如果你一条路你一个人走，不是很孤单吗
？And so if you have a path and you just walk alone, isn't it very lonely?
有的时候你疲倦了，你需要有个人能够靠一下。
Sometimes you feel very tired and you wish that you could lean on somebody.
有的时候你没有力量，需要人来把你拖一下。
Sometimes you don't have strength, so you need somebody to lift you up.
我要给你们介绍。
So I want to introduce you.
有三个属灵的同伴。
There are three spiritual companions.
如果主恩待你，求主给你三个。
If the Lord has grace on you, allow him to give you three.
一个在你前面。
One in front of you.
比你年长的。
Who is older than you.
你有什么问题。
So if you have any problems.
你软弱的时候。
You're weak.
你能跟他谈。
You're able to speak to him.
你要告诉他。
Or her. And you can tell him or her.
有一个跟你差不多的。
Or someone who's about your age.
第二个是跟你差不多的。
The second one is about your age.
你能够，你讲的时候也不会太难为情。
So that when you speak to them, they won't not understand you.
You don't feel embarrassed.
You don't feel embarrassed.
你告诉他说：“哎呀，今天我没有读圣经啊。”
And so today I will say, "Oh, let's read the Bible."
如果你告诉卢弟兄，大概你感觉不太好哈。
Or if you tell Brother Low, it might be very difficult.
但你跟你的好朋友差不多属灵型，跟他讲一讲，好，没有关系。
But if you talk to your friend about your spiritual things, it's not difficult.
他就会大家彼此扶持一下。
And you'll support one another.
你不是一天到晚都在那个高点上。
And you're not living in the high places.
有的时候你情绪会低的。
Sometimes you're emotionally low.
有的时候你会感觉疲倦的。
Sometimes you're very tired.
你不要一天到晚在电话里头讲来讲去，都是讲那些世界的事情。
And so from morning to night on, you'll talk of worldly things.
你能够有一个属灵的同伴，跟他说一些你自己在主面前的学习。
But if you and a spiritual companion together can share about what you've learned before the Lord,
然后再找一个,
and then you have to find another one,
在你后面的,
who is younger than you,
有时候你要帮助他,
so that you can help them,
你要来照顾他,
you will care for them,
你来看看他到底在主面前有没有讲进步,
and you want to see whether they have grown in the Lord.
三个啊,
three,
你好好求主, 主一定会给你的,
so if you ask the Lord, he will give it to you.
你看一个在前面
you see one in front of you,
一个在你后面
one behind you,
一个在你旁边
one beside you,
这样你就倒不下去了
then you will not fall,
是吗
right?
前面有人顶着你
someone to support you in the front,
然后后面有人撑着你
someone to support you in the back,
然后旁边有人靠着你
and someone you can lean on the side,
你就能够好的站立了
then you can be established.
很多时候我们只找更稳坦的来的
Often we just said, speak to those people who we are most comfortable with.
找几个同伴，大概你们没有困难。
And I find that it's not difficult to find someone like that.
但你要在主面前找一个在你前面。
But you need to find someone in front of you.
不一定像这些所谓的在教会很多服事，只要你在主面前认识他，知道他的确在你前面，你就可以来找他了。
And it doesn't matter if this person has a lot of service or not in the church, but if it's just someone who's walking ahead of you, you can go to them.
有的你要跟他谈的。
So you can speak to them.
有的你必须要照顾在你后面的弟兄姐妹。
And then at the same time, you need to take care of those who are behind you.
或许他没有感觉他比你小。
Or maybe they do not feel that they're younger than you.
但你心里头知道。
But in your heart, you know.
不一定年纪的问题哈。
It does not need to be age-wise.
但你知道他属灵的情形比你小。
But spiritually speaking, they're younger than you.
你要去关心他。
And you need to go and take care of them.
这是我们聚会的生活。
This is the church life.
最后一个
Finally,
做见证的生活
that is their testimonial life.
我们基督徒的生命是活的
Our life as a Christian is living.
我们要向人做见证
We are a testimony before others.
当然这是很大的题目
Of course, this is a great responsibility.
我想最简单
I think the most simply
我们要把福音传给我们周围的人
is that we need to spread the gospel to the people around us.
我们要告诉我们周围人说我们信的主是怎么样的一位主。
We need to tell people around us this Lord that we believe in, who is he?
我们要给人家知道我们信的主是跟我们发生了什么样的关系。
And so we want to tell people that this Lord that we believe in, what kind of relationship we have with him.
我告诉弟兄姊妹
I tell brothers and sisters,
你越来传福音
The more you spread the gospel,
你越来做见证,
the more your testimony for him,
你的生命就越有力量,
then your life will have more strength,
你对主的话就越认识,
then you will know God's word even more.
你要不要考试?
Do you want to be tested?
有些人跟我说, 郭弟兄, 你讲的道我都懂,
Some people say, I understand what you're saying, Brother Kwok.
我说真的吗?
I say, really?
你再讲一遍。
Tell me again.
就我讲的你再讲一遍。
What I said, repeat it, please.
你发现讲不出来。
And you'll discover that they cannot repeat it.
我还记得以前我年轻的时候有个年轻人跑来跟我说。
And I remember when there was a young person came to speak to me.
哎呦，他说杰克弟兄又讲十字架了。
And they said, oh, this brother is still speaking about the cross.
十字架的这个信息啊，我听了几年，我都懂了。
I've listened to this message about the cross for so many years and I understand.
我看着他。
I looked at him.
我说你都懂吗？
I said, do you really understand?
你就告诉我什么叫十字架。
Then tell me what is the cross.
他很努力地讲了二十分钟。
And with much strength he told me this in 20 minutes.
他发觉他根本讲不清楚啊。
He discovered that he could not clearly make it out.
你说神爱世人。
And so he said, the Lord loves people.
这个爱你知道多少?
How much do you know of God's love?
你说宝血有功效。
You say the blood has its effect.
你这宝血功效你要能够知道多少?
How much of the blood's effectiveness do you know?
你说主在十字架里面做成救赎的工作。
And you say that the Lord's work in redemption on the cross.
你以为杰克你在头脑你以为都知道?
Do you think that this is just known through your head? No.
直到有一天你去告诉其实朋友们。
Until one day when you go and tell people of this.
然后他就说，这不对耶，是不是这样呢？
And if they say, no, this is not correct, how can it be?
然后他就问你。
Then they will ask you.
然后你再回答他。
Then you will respond.
然后他再问你。
And they will ask you again.
然后你再回答他。
And then you respond again.
你就发觉有些东西你根本没有搞清楚。
Then you discover that there's certain things that you're entirely unclear.
然后你慢慢再去传。
And then as you continue to spread the gospel,
你好在主面前再来温习。
And as you study well before the Lord,
然后你就对主的话越来越有把握了。
Then you will understand and grip the Lord's word more.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
所以我们说传福音好像做运动一样。
So when we spread the gospel, it's like doing exercise.
我们如果不传福音,
if we do not spread the gospel,
你生命就没有力量。
Then there is no strength in your life.
如果你不去做见证,
if you do not be a testimony,
你这个基督徒是手软脚软的。
Then you have limp hands and limp legs.
难不难啊?
Is this difficult?
说起来容易。
When you speak of it, it seems very easy.
但魔鬼是何等不愿意我们做一个传福音的人。
But Satan is so unwilling that you be someone who spreads the gospel.
我在心里面有一个祷告。
So in my heart, there's this prayer.
我不单为了讲中文的祷告。
I do not just pray for those who speak Chinese.
你知道很多时候我为了这个你们讲英文的祷告。
Often we pray for those who are English speaking.
因为在你们中间福音朋友是少了一点。
Because in your midst, there are very few gospel friends.
原谅我。
Forgive me.
不多啊。
Not a lot.
我们在主面前好好的来过这个生活。
May we live this life properly before the Lord.
有很多故事我们知道的。
There are a lot of stories that we know of.
我们做起来不容易。
But when we do it, it's not easy.
主都知道我们做不来的。
The Lord knows we cannot do it.
你知道主从来不问我们说我们行不行。
And the Lord never asks if we can or not.
主问我们说你愿不愿意。
The Lord asks us if we're willing or not.
你懂这个话吗？
Do you understand this?
我在主面前说主我是不行的，我本来就不行嘛。
I told the Lord, well, originally I can't, so I can't.
主从来不问，哎呀，原来我举个例子， Titus, 你行不行啊？
The Lord never asks Titus, can you do it or not?
你能不能够每天读圣经啊？
Can you read the Bible every day?
你能不能够每天祷告啊？
Can you pray every day?
你能不能好好关心弟兄姊妹啊？
Can you take care of brothers and sisters?
你能不能好好读圣，好好传福音啊？
And can you spread the gospel?
你说主啊，不可以。
And of course we'll say no, we cannot, Lord.
主我没有能力。
We say, Lord, I don't have the strength.
主早知道了。
So the Lord knows this already.
主不问说你行不行。
So the Lord does not ask if you can or not.
主问说你愿意不愿意。
The Lord asks, are you willing or not?
保罗说得好。
So Paul is very good.
只要你要愿意做的心。
As long as you have a willing heart.
主就为你成就了。
Then the Lord will establish for you.
你愿意不愿意。
Are you willing?
Till Moody 是神很大用的一个仆人。
And so Brother Moody was a very great servant of the Lord.
他传福音实在是很有恩赐，很有能力。
And when he spread the gospel, he has full strength and gift.
但如果你读他的传记，
but if you read his biography,
他是一个很有 discipline, 很有这个很有这个管理节制的人。
He was a very disciplined and self-controlled person.
我想在座没有几个人能够学到他。
I feel that there's not many of us who can be like him.
他在主面前定了个心志。
He set a goal before the Lord.
每天一定要向一个人传福音。
He said, every day I must spread the gospel to one person.
我不敢做这个答应。
I cannot do this.
但他定了。
But he set this as his goal.
他正做了这个事情。
And he did this.
有一天。
So one day.
他很忙。
He's very busy.
很累啊。
Very tired.
一天晚上他坐下来的时候。
And the whole day when he finally sat down.
他说：“哎呀，今天我没有传过福音。”
He says, "Oh no, I have not spread the gospel today."
我今天没有做这个事。
Today I didn't do this.
怎么办呢？
So what should I do?
现在已经很晚了。
And it's really late.
哪里找人呢？
Where do I find a person?
他不顾一切。
But he doesn't care.
他就跑出去。
He runs out.
路上一个人都没有。
And there's nobody on the road.
哪里传福音？
So how can he spread the gospel?
看到个警察。
So he saw a policeman.
哎呀，感谢主！
He was like, "Oh, thank God."
有一个警察。
There's this policeman.
他是抓住这个警察。
So he held on to the policeman.
这警察还不知道他什么事呢。
And the policeman didn't know what was going on.
他就把福音一五一十来告诉这个警察。
So he told the policeman the gospel from the beginning till end.
这个故事的以后我不用再说了。
And after that, I don't have to tell you.
这警察就是最需要福音的时候。
And that policeman, he really needed the gospel that time.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
但愿我们在主面前真能够定下这样的心志。
May we be able to set such a goal before the Lord.
你自己知道的。
You know it.
有很多事情是要你跟主之间来搞定的。
A lot of things is between you and the Lord.
我希望在座年轻的弟兄姊妹。
I hope brothers and sisters sitting here today.
尤其你们年幼的。
Especially if you're the younger ones.
还没有进大学的。
And you have not yet entered into the university.
我十几岁就听见四个轮子。
And when I was in my youth, I set these four wheels.
我今天把这四个轮子再次介绍给你们。
And so I just want to introduce this to you again.
如果你轮子已经掉了，
If you have thrown away your wheels,
你把它重新放上来。
Put them back on.
如果你从来不知道这个轮子的话，
If you do not know about these wheels,
你就从今天开始过这个的生活。
Start today with such a life.
你知道听到有代价的。
For when you listen to a message, there's a price to pay.
因为你听了。
Because you heard it.
你不能说不知道了。
You cannot say you don't know it.
是吗？
Right?
没有讲，没有听见，你可以说不知道。
If I didn't say it, and if you didn't hear it, then you could say you don't know it.
那今天你听了，你就知道了。
But today you heard it, so you know it.
我在祷告里头，真求主帮助我们。
So in our prayer, we just ask the Lord to help us.
我们真在主的路上走得好。
That we can have this path where we can pursue the Lord.
我们长大成人。
That we can grow and be mature.
满有基督长成的身量。
With the fullness of the measure of the stature of Christ.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们知道人的话是有限的。
Lord Jesus, we know that the words of man are limited.
主，求你用爱来吸引我们。
Lord, may you draw us with your love.
我们既然说爱你。
If we say that we love you,
我们不是在嘴巴说爱你。
Let it not be just from our lips.
我们真的愿意出代价来跟随你。
Let us be willing to pay a price to follow after you.
我亲爱的主啊。
Oh, our dear Lord.
你在历史里头，你得到多少的青年人？
In ages past, you have obtained many young people.
我求你今天也得到这些年轻的弟兄姊妹。
I pray that today you will obtain the young brothers and sisters.
在他们这个美丽日子开始的时候。
That in these beautiful days of theirs.
他们真的把自己放在你的手中。
That they will truly place themselves into your hand.
更容易认识你的自己。
That they will come to know more of yourself.
不是认识关于你的事，是更认识你的自己。
Not just to know more about you, but to know who you are.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.